This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They keep stacking up. These settlements that Kansas City, Missouri is having to pay out over one thing or another. We were talking last week. We had a police settlement that we talked about. We talked about the severance slash please don't sue us lawsuit with a former city manager. Then we had the story out of Fox 4. Jackson County judge has approved a $3.5 million wrongful death settlement against Kansas City police officer Blaine Newton. Taxpayers will be recovering that one. This was 2023. Two people were killed and another was shot in the head. Blaine Newton was never criminally charged. And the family here is talking about this a little bit and about whether that payout, I mean, obviously that doesn't change anything. Court documents had said that, and Fox 4 said they have video that showed the confrontation began when someone in a pickup truck pointed a gun toward a white van carrying Marcel Nelson, Kristen Fairchild, and three others. In self-defense, Nelson, the officer, fired two shots. Nelson fired two shots. Moments later, Officer Newton came up beside the van and, as the video shows, began firing. He fired at least 16 rounds, which is excessive, but was never criminally charged. So the family files a suit, $3.5 million settlement.
Well, and it should be noted, too, the man didn't have, so they claim that Sanders, the man shot, ran. Newton chased him on foot with his gun out, claimed he thought that he had a gun and fired five times. Sanders actually didn't have a gun. He had a cell phone. So,
and again, we're asking the question or end up asking the question why this person still has a job. I mean, authorities always look into this to see, you know, was the use of force justified? And he didn't face criminal charges here. But as Fox 4 points out, in 8 years, this officer has killed three people and shot another in the head.
Yeah, sorry. The thing I was quoting earlier was from an earlier. It's hard to keep them all straight.
It is. Yeah.
That was from an earlier incident in 2020 where he chased the man down and shot him.
Yeah.
Five times. The guy didn't have a weapon. He had a cell phone.
And I ask out loud to the universe, I don't understand kind of the how somebody can end up having to pay out in a wrongful death lawsuit, but there's not charges or there's not wrongdoing in an investigation. You know what I mean? I don't get, and I guess you settle because it's cheaper to settle than risk going to court.
Yeah.
And having a much bigger settlement. But all that right, comes because, out of taxpayer money.
Like, just thinking of previous things we talked about. We talked about that story about the woman at that Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. Was given degreaser instead of a margarita. And
yeah.
After years of pain and anguish, she died from drinking that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a wrongful death lawsuit. And the person was fired immediately.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah.
How is this any different?
Yeah.
How is this any different? Except for instead of just one person, this is three people now. And I mean, some of them, like I said, he literally chased the guy down and shot him five times thinking he had a gun when he had a cell phone.
Part of me wonders if the city needs to start challenging more of these lawsuits. Because remember, we're $100 million in the hole. And part of it is from a lot of these really, and there have been many, many of these lawsuits that the city's had to pay out. And the mayor has stated previously, high dollar police settlements have created an unsustainable financial burden on Kansas City taxpayers for an agency the city funds but does not control. I start to wonder, should they be going to court on more of these instead of settling to see what a jury would say?
Yeah, no, because the jury is just going to make them. They know that there was no way they're winning that.
Yeah.
That body cam footage would have been so bad that the jury would have awarded them $10 million, mm-hmm. not 3.5. So if they fight it instead of settling, they're going to end up owing more money. The thing that they should be doing is making sure that they deal with problematic officers before they cause an even more serious issue. Because the money's not coming out of his paycheck.
No, it's absolutely us. Not. It is
people in, not me specifically, but if you live in Kansas City, it's you. Right.
It's me.
It's you. It's Jamie.
I'm paying it.
Is paying it. And the city's risk fund is paying it. And writing yet another giant check for an officer that multiple reports say should have been fired years ago. It's, of course, we have budget issues. Of course, we're having, and it's like, are we not able to get an officer to replace him?
Is the union protection?
Is the union that strong?
Too good?
But the community advisory board already said that Newton was a threat to public safety, called for Kansas City police to let him go, and at the same time, documented more than $26 million in payouts for force cases in the last decade, and saying that he's a problem. He's one of the people costing us millions of dollars, and nothing. He's still working.
Okay, so does it have anything to do with us having a state controlled police department? Is the law too liberal, for lack of a better word? Like, there aren't enough ways. It's not strict enough in terms of being able to fire officers. Is it a problem in the law? Like, you have to. But if this doesn't do it, then like, how many people do you need to have in danger before you decide, okay?
I mean, like, he's not out on the streets anymore. He's behind a desk. So that, there you go. Problem solved.
Yay.
Can I ask a question that I probably know the answer to, but I at least want to put it out there into the world. If the state controls the police department, why is this not coming out of the state budget?
That is a valid question. And it's a question also that I know Quentin Lucas, it's the point he just made, that it is the city has to pay out, but we don't control our own budget. It's such a weird way that it's done.
And because St. Louis is in a similar situation.
Again,
do they have this problem, or is this just a Kansas City problem?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, I mean, they have, Mayor Lucas is on the board. So
correct. It's a board of five, and Mayor Lucas is one of the five. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has long said that the state controlled police department is sort of I can't wait for that to change so that we can stop blaming it on that.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it is a bureaucratic middleman.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to make changes when you have, like, you know, the overlord, you know, looking over you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
913-586-7798. We have some texts coming in on this. As far as the state control, it matters who decides whether this officer keeps his job or not, right? I mean, that could be why he is still on the force.
So
because it takes so long to make a decision like that.
But doesn't, I'm asking questions that I don't know the answer to, but can the police chief not fire people that work for her without going to this board?
Yeah.
And is that the problem, that it's too hard to fire someone? I don't know the answer to that, but
let's see. Yes, the union is that strong from the text line. It's all union protection. I mean, I don't want to sit here and say that it's not because the unions, particularly police unions and fire department unions, apparently are very good at circling the wagons, protecting their guys. And normally, I'm very pro union.
Yeah, and that's
my family.
Yeah,
I mean, my
largely a good thing.
My uncle is head of one of the biggest transportation unions in the country. I'm very pro union, but if he was protecting an engineer that was drunk on the job and ramming his train into random mm-hmm. buildings and stuff, I would be like, are you sure, Uncle Dave, that you want to make sure that, wouldn't you think that guy should be fired? Like, we're protecting him? And he very well may. I don't know. But that's where it becomes a problem, is there's no accountability for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's really troublesome that these keep piling up. And I do think that the state control is a lack, because included with that is a lack of accountability.
And it just makes things infinitely more complicated. I mean, the more hands you have in that pot, the more complicated it is to try to get anything done. So, and in the meantime, we just have more. So now it's 100 million plus 3.5 and counting.
Yep.
Neat.
All right. You want to move on to the...
Let's move on, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how we get from that to this, but dramatic pause.
Well, I'll tell you, it seems like you don't have any control over the local police.
Sure.
And it's almost like it's being manipulated from somewhere else. And it doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel authentic.
Mm-hmm.
The number one country song right now in America is not by a real person or a real band. I think that this was inevitable when they started coming out with like Suno or whatever the hell, whatever that music app is.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen AI generated music take off. And now the number one country song in America, based on Spotify and Billboard charts, is this song right here. Quentin, do you have it?
It's called Walk My Walk by an artist called Breaking Rust. It is not a real artist.
100% AI generated.
Yeah. If you're trying to figure out who we can give credit to, the closest we can get is someone named...
A Barre?
Sure.
Yeah. Rivaldo Taylor.
Yeah. Who is also behind a quote-unquote artist called Def Beats AI, which has some AI-generated songs that I don't know
we
can
play.
Yeah,
we can't play any of those on there. No, I looked into it. We can't.
Yeah. So does it matter?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If you like the song.
So here's where it matters to me is that there are artists out there that are actually trying.
That's where it hurts, yeah.
To express themselves and to get their point out there and to make their music. What on one hand, that song sucked. I'm sorry.
I kind of liked it.
I used to work in country music, and it's an example of the just kind of Mad Lib style. Hey, I need to include these country nouns and rural adjectives into everything I do in order for people to know what I'm doing. And it's just like this defiant kind of thing.
I liked it. If you ignore the lyrics, I like the sound of it. The lyrics are bad,
and that's
but
fine.
I like the sound of the voice.
And he had a good voice, like for a robot.
For a computer, yeah.
Yeah, he had a good voice. It's just the those lyrics are so bad. And that's always been a big thing for me, is I care a lot about lyrics. And so there's people out there trying to do this, and they're getting, now it's just one more level that they have to deal with, because it was bad enough when it was just songwriters, you know, the same five songwriters propping up, you know, 10 or 12 big artists in country. Now you don't even have that. Now it's the songwriters are getting cut out, and you have AI generating everything. And in one respect, I was thinking about this and thinking, this is why radio is still important, because we in radio, if a song gets on the air, it's because a label is, you know, pushing it. You have a good deal with the label. And, you know, there's plug-ole and payola stuff. I'm not getting into that. But generally, you take a song, if you think the audience will like it, you might test it or you might just put it on air. And if it works, then you put it in heavy rotation.
Right.
With this, you go, who's this artist?
Yeah.
I don't know who this isn't a real person. I'm not playing this.
Yeah.
But Spotify doesn't have those limitations.
Right.
Neither does YouTube Music or Apple Music or any of them. Almost any program director in the country is not going to go, I'm going to play this AI artist because that's easier. At the same time, some of them probably still would, now that I think about it. If it tested well enough, they would play it.
So if you think about the money, I mean, what this does is take money away from really good artists who are creative and talented, and it saves record companies a ton of money because they don't have to pay anybody except a producer.
But it's also kind of limiting and stupid in one way, too, because, like, you're going to go see this guy live?
Right.
Where are you going to go? I have a friend who's an artist. She produces music, and she and her husband are songwriters together. And she's using AI. And I was like, what's your plan with this?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, it just makes the music a lot easier to make, and we can put it out a lot easier. And I was like, okay, but when are you going to play it live?
Right.
And she's like, oh, well, we'll just get a band to do it. Then why didn't you get the band?
Hire the band.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just to cut them out of the royalties? Like, that just seems wrong.
And maybe they don't care. Maybe they figure it's low investment, high return. Mm. And there's a limit to the return, but low investment.
We are getting closer and closer to the dead internet theory.
Yeah.
Which is,
where now it's like, I don't need to believe. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, the dead internet theory is just the thought that a majority of the internet is fake. It's AI. It's run by bots. And that includes social media or like comments on YouTube and stuff like that, that most of that is not real humans. It is driven by bots.
That's right. Why live performance is going to be the backbone, I think, of the entertainment industry. If I don't literally see a human being with my two eyes, I'm not going to believe that it's real.
And that makes me think about lip syncing then, you know, and like how many artists still like it's live, but lip synced.
The one of the guys from Milli Vanilli, or I think there's only one living. He just got a Grammy.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
For performance. He's actually a really good singer. But they just used...
Then why didn't he sing in the first place?
I don't know!
That's so backwards. If he won a Grammy 30 years later, then he should have been singing the first time around, and we wouldn't have had that problem.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of worrying that things aren't real and what you're seeing isn't real, there's another betting scandal. We talk about the NBA having their betting scandal. Well, now one is... absolutely rocked baseball. It's weird that they waited until the end of the World Series and everything and baseball be over to release this story and bring these charges up. I think this is going to be a Quentin's Corner type of thing, though, where he's going to explain to us what the problem is.
Oh, good.
Yeah. How is baseball facing a major betting scandal, and what are they going to do about it? That's next at midday.
We really need another big hit song about baseball at some point. just like nothing. No one has ever topped Mariah Carey's. No one's ever topped Mariah Carey's whatever her song is about Christmas. No one has ever made a bigger Christmas song.
There's only one.
We really only have one song about baseball.
There's only one.
This
song
is it.
You're right. To be fair, though, how many football songs are there?
Valid point. But yeah, we have a lot more baseball games. We need another song about baseball.
True. We need a song about baseball.
Anyway,
this story isn't very endearing or very generous to the sport of baseball. Apparently, there is a betting scandal. And for more information on that, let's go to Quentin's Corner. Hey, Quentin, just tell us what the hell's going on.
All right, I'm out in the field, you know.
Yes.
Reporting live from the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically what was happening, and these are both Cleveland. Hey, remember that story we did last week where Cleveland's a good baseball or a good sports city? Yeah, this is a great example. two pitchers have been indicted, one of which, Ortiz, was actually taken into custody on Monday, so a week ago, or over the weekend, and he's supposed to be in court today at some point. Emmanuel Clase, which is the one that's more interesting to me because he's a closer and he throws 102 mile an hour fastball and he's like one of the best closers in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one where like the video that people have found and in the indictment, the pitches that were specifically talked about in the release, like he's throwing the ball and it's hitting 2 feet in front of the plate. It's funny, one guy did strike out swinging at that. But
yeah, Jamie, honestly, you watch this, and if you watch it knowing that he was intentionally throwing balls, you would watch it going, were they trying to be obvious about it?
Right.
It's so bad. And it would be one thing, too, if he was a bad pitcher, but he was a good pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it even worse. And the fact that he's a closer, which means he was only coming in at the end of games.
Right. So he had less time.
Less time, and any situation he's coming in is an important situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
if you're a starting pitcher, you might be pitching when your team's up 7-0,
right?
And throwing. So it was like, who cares if you give up a bad pitch here or there, or even a home run?
Mm-hmm.
This guy was going in throwing balls in important situations.
And some of those, you know, you could get like a pass, like if the ball bounces away from the catcher, like a runner can score on that.
Yeah.
So we've talked about this a little bit before. So what happened was is that these two pitchers were removed from the team, I want to say in June or July. They were just taken off the team, and they were put on, like, basically an administrative leave. But they made, between the two of them, they made at least $450,000.
Yeah. Are they not making good money by being baseball players?
The way baseball works is teams have control of you for 7 years.
Okay.
And after 4 years, you can go through what's called arbitration. And basically, you go to a judge, mm-hmm. and the player's like, I think I'm worth this much money. And the team is like, I think you're worth not that. And then eventually they come to some sort of settlement in between. But if he wasn't available for free agency, so he was still making, I mean, still hundreds of thousands of dollars, but nothing amazing.
So, wow. So they could each face up to 20 years in prison. And if they and there's a long list here, and if they decide to do these consecutively, not concurrently, 20 years in prison for wire fraud conspiracy, 20 years for honest services wire fraud conspiracy, 20 years for money laundering conspiracy, and 5 years for conspiracy to influence sporting events by bribery, 65 years total each.
Jeez.
I mean,
I hope it was worth it.
Emmanuel Quase isn't in the country. Yeah. He's from the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, they said they don't have him in custody.
So here's the thing: is I'm not normally, usually not a throw the book at him mm-hmm. type of guy, because I just think you get diminishing returns on that, and then the people are part of the system and everything. I actually do hope they get 60 years.
Well, there's got to be a way to discourage this.
It's so bad, and. I don't like the idea that because of betting and gambling and all that stuff, that the game I'm watching isn't guys trying their hardest.
Right.
I mean, he's certainly, like, there's some teams where it's obvious they've given up, but that's just because of the circumstances of their season or their performance or whatever, not because they're doing it on purpose to make more money. And to your question earlier, like, these guys don't make enough money. They spend what they make. You know, a lot of guys, especially this happens a lot with rookies, where they get a signing bonus or whatever rookie contract they get, mm-hmm. and they buy themselves a house and they buy their mom a house. And, oh, you know what? My Uncle Greg's awesome. He needs a place. I'm not going to buy him anything big. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I need a place big enough for, like, all of my friends to hang out. And I'm going to have some cool cars to go with it.
And, like, you're into money for the first time in your life.
And you don't know how to handle it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you don't know what you're doing. And
especially if you're from the Dominican Republic, or there's a lot of Venezuelan players, or, you know, a lot of Cuban players, where it's like, yeah, you made, you know, $100,000 in the United States, but that money's worth way more back home.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe your family really needs the help. You know, and so that money helps you help your family.
Well, and
a lot
what
more.
Really sucks about this too, I mean, there's a lot that sucks about it, but what also is that every time we have one instance of this, it brings to life all those bettors out there that are like, oh, the game is rigged. You know, the Twitter voices that are like, oh, the game is rigged. And it's like, it's not rigged. But then you have an example like this, and that just gives more to the fire of those people.
Well, yeah, it takes away from the fact that people are honestly betting on the game.
Right. This is why I think this was something where you brought up the last time when we talked about the NBA stuff, because this scandal, the way this worked, is that they were betting on first pitch balls. Mm-hmm. You got to take this sort of stuff out. You should only be able to bet on who's going to win the game mm-hmm. and, like, total runs scored. Like, we have to simplify this, because this stuff is just, it's too easy to cheat with this.
Right.
I've said that for years.
And I think you're completely
there
correct.
There should not be any legal gambling where somebody controls the outcome.
Correct. Right.
Where, like, you can go on Kalshi and bet, like, whether, you know, the president is going to say this today mm-hmm. or bet on what, like, the color of the Gatorade is going to be in the Super Bowl. And it's like, somebody controls that.
Right.
Like, if I was, how do you possibly manage to control that? Because if I was just the guy who's deciding the color of the Gatorade for the team, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to tell my buddy it's green.
Yeah.
It's green. Go bet on green and we'll split it. Like, that would be so easy to do. And I don't even know if necessarily that's illegal. You know,
it's like insider trading. I mean, it's the same thing as having insider information about what a company's going to do and influencing the stock market that way.
Yeah. But the problem is, they don't like the betting companies
probably won't allow that to happen because they make so much money off of parlays where you stack these dumb bets together. Like he's going to go for 100 yards and he's going to throw 25 passes and you get all that together and then you have this thing that you tricked yourself into believing is definitely going to pay off and rarely do.
Mm-hmm.
And it, again, relies on people being ignorant about finances. And
they are just enough, at least, to win a lot of money.
This really upsets me. It really, because I love baseball and I love football too, but we haven't had, and I think it's because the NFL has been very clear and upfront. You can't even have a betting app open on team, in like the team facility or on team land. Mm-hmm. You literally cannot have it open on your, even if you're looking at something else, because players have been suspended by just having like FanDuel open on their phone.
Yeah.
So it seems baseball.
I think the reason you don't see it as much in football is when it comes to those player props, the volume isn't nearly as high. Mm-hmm. Like Mahomes throws an incompletion. He's only going to make like maybe 30, 40 attempts a game. That one incompletion really matters.
Right.
And with basketball, there's, 200 plays per game plus. With pitching, you're throwing 20 or 30. If you're a reliever, you're throwing a lot of pitches. Just in that time. So, and also not everything is consequential. You throw one ball, it's not that big of a deal. You throw an incompletion, it can ruin the game.
Yeah.
So I think that's why you don't see it as much. But it is. It's shocking. And I'll point out to people too, players usually don't go to jail for this.
Like they're facing 65 years and they don't. Do you think they're not going to go to jail?
Oh, I don't know because it's been over 100 years, but the White Sox scandal back in 1918, those guys didn't go to jail.
I don't know what that was.
So that was, they blew the World Series.
Oh, God.
They intentionally threw the World Series because Charles Comiskey, who was the owner, wasn't paying them as much or hadn't given them their bonuses yet. So these gamblers came up to some of the guys on the team and said, do you want to throw the games, and then the gamblers didn't pay them, so they stopped throwing the game, but it was too late. They were already in a hole and couldn't come back, and they lost the World Series.
And I would like to point out with this is that the MLB commissioner this year, there were some of those guys that were supposed to go to the Hall of Fame, and they completely, that's why they're called the Black Sox, because they just
Black Sox.
Threw them out.
Blackballed. Yeah.
Yeah, the MLB reversed that decision this year.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
They shouldn't have done that. I mean, I feel bad for the guys because Comiskey was screwing them over, but what they did was unconscionable.
This is the problem with getting in beds with the gambling companies.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's the man. They don't tell you how warm it is underneath the devil's wing, though. Coming up, a worker was caught washing hotel sheets in a hot tub. This is
so many questions.
This is such a gross story. But what would shock people if they found it out about your job? Like, if they found out, like, what dirty secret is involved in your job? Like, we don't clean the ice machines, things like that. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Story is out of Fargo, North Dakota. This might be the first time we've had a story out of Fargo, North Dakota. It's not a good one. There was a family who was staying at the Expressway Suites, and they noticed an employee dump bed sheets into a guest hot tub and then mix them around with a broom, as if it's like a witch that's stirring her big kettle with a broom. They recorded the whole incident and posted the video on social media. The guest said, at first I thought maybe the hot tub was down and the drain was broken and they were trying to soak up the water like they had a mess. But then he started adding more and more sheets to the hot tub and they wondered what was going on. And of course, they were disgusted by this. So they contact management and they want answers. An employee, this was the defense. An employee said the sheets were not dirty and had been washed beforehand. The employee said the sheets were put into the hot tub to remove stains. I guess putting it in the hot tub gets out the tiny little stains and then the hot tub is drained. And then she defended it more. It really is heavily cleaned by a huge deep cleaner. Okay.
Okay.
They said it's a last resort practice for stained sheets.
Why?
Before they throw them out.
You ever heard of a Tide stick, my guy?
I was going to say, like, why is the hot tub the optimal place to do this and not a washing machine? Like,
yes,
because it needs more space or something. I don't understand. At the
why
same
is a
time,
broom better than the turny part of a washer?
And then if they drain the hot tub, fine. But I don't believe that they drain
I don't
the
believe
hot
they
tub
do either.
Unless
yeah.
they were caught. Yeah. I don't believe they do that unless somebody saw them do it. I mean, to be fair, hot tubs are already little cauldrons of human soup. It's skin, sweat, bacteria. And so it's bad enough. And then you toss in these mystery stains.
A guest called it, it's like de-shedding because the water is so hot that your skin just comes off.
Yeah.
And other things that happen in hot tubs.
When we moved down to Florida, we moved into this like apartment complex that had a pool and a hot tub. We were all excited. We were like, oh, we have a pool that we can go to every day. And my firstborn was really young, so we were all excited about taking him to the pool. Next day we go to the pool. Pool's open. Hot tub has like yellow tape all around it.
Like crime scene tape.
Yes. And we're like, did somebody get killed in the hot tub and we have the pool open? They're like, no, nothing that bad. A larger gentleman who had a staph infection was apparently using the hot tub to clean himself.
Oh, that makes my stomach turn.
That's... Several people at the complex got a staph infection from that. Yeah.
People are gross.
Since then do not use
hot tubs if they're like at a hotel. Like Airbnbs, sure, that's fine. This is, how many people possibly are using it at
one
time?
Yeah, fewer people.
It's not gonna be that bad. Fewer people. But
does the chlorine help with?
Well, I would think. I would hope.
They're heavily chlorinated.
Yeah.
For that reason.
I don't even want to sit in a bath. I have to shower first if I ever do a bath. I don't want to sit in Quentin's soup, much less the public.
So, man.
Quentin's Corner selling Quentin's soup since 2010.
Throw the sheets out. If this is your last resort to get the stains out before, I don't want, throw the sheets out.
Right. And don't tell me that this is just, oh, we just do this like occasionally for the stains that we can't get out. Then, like, what are you using that's not getting the stains out otherwise?
Yeah, what's
like,
the difference?
Are you just breathing heavily on them and then using your thumb? The health department says there's no codes on the book that specifically bans, for lack of a better term, yeeting your sheets into the jacuzzi. So
there will be
no fines. There's no fines.
Wow.
Just a knock it off order from the health department. And probably, I guess there'll be new rules incoming.
I want to guarantee that they're going to drain it and refill it.
Well, this is the problem with Audacity is that sometimes the law doesn't imagine you're going to be this gross.
Right. So the law takes time to catch up.
Wait, we need to make that illegal?
Mm-hmm.
Like we have to worry about people using the hot tubs for a cauldron of to clean sheets. I mean, it's bad enough like all the pee that's on the all the stuff that's on the sheets at the hotel. To begin with, they put it in the I don't know. Here's
just don't
a question.
Get out your blue light or black light? Blue light, that's different. Black light.
This is
Dateline.
When you wonder, hey, I wonder why this warning label exists. It's people like this.
Yeah.
People out here eating Tide Pods and putting their sheets in the hot tub.
All right. So I'll throw this out there and don't name. I don't want anybody to get in trouble and I certainly don't want a lawsuit. But what are some gross things about your job that the public doesn't know? Like, this apparently is not uncommon for them to do this. They've been doing it, according to the story, since 2010. So they just finally... What's amazing about that, too, is it finally took one family to go, like, this is wrong.
No one ever saw it before.
They've been doing it for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know. If you work in the service industry or otherwise...
Like, they never wash the limes. Anybody that works in a restaurant will tell you don't get a lime in your water or anything because they don't wash the limes before they cut them.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we already have some text on this, so we'll do that coming up. What's some gross things that the public doesn't know about your job? And again, don't specify where you work. That's coming up. 913-586-7798.
So apparently the secret that this hotel in Fargo, North Dakota was keeping is that when they have stains on the bed sheets, instead of throwing them away, they just put them in the hot tub and take the broom and use the broom and swirl them around. And that apparently works. Yeah.
It's at, I will say, because it's in the story, it's at the expressway in Fargo, North Dakota. Mm-hmm. So maybe avoid that one.
Mm-hmm.
So we asked people what gross thing from your job does the public not know and would freak people out. From the text line, truck drivers see 100% of what you do in your vehicle. Do not drive down the road pleasuring yourself. There's a million different reasons why I don't do that. truck drivers see me do, because I guarantee you, if you're the kind of person that does that, the idea that truck drivers see you doing it is not prohibitive.
No.
I think that
you
is
might
like,
enjoy.
Oh, they do? I have an audience?
Yes.
Well, that's why I keep driving next to the trucks. 30 years ago, from the text line, I worked at a popular chain restaurant. We used the same scrubbies for scrubbing the potatoes as we did to clean the bathrooms.
Ew!
They just weren't in bleach water each night. I don't eat baked potatoes at a restaurant for this reason. My mother-in-law, and to this day, Katie's will not eat like wedges.
Like potato wedges?
Yeah, potato wedges. Never, ever would let her children eat the skin
from a baked potato, saying because she was like, it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
The outside of the potato is, they don't clean it. They don't do anything with it. It's just dirty and gross. Don't ever eat it. I work in, from the text line, I work in, I think this means over the road, an OTR vehicle repair shop. Semi-truck drivers are some of the most disgusting people. The cabs all smell like dirty feet, curry, stale cheap cigarettes, and loneliness.
Wow. Ouch.
I have a question. What does loneliness smell like? Because I'm worried. I had to go into my 16-year-old's room the other day.
How long had it been? Since you've been in there.
It had been a while. I respect his privacy, but I had to go in because the dog, I was home. It was on Friday. The dog was barking in his room.
Oh.
Because the dog sits at the window, which overlooks the sidewalk in his room, and was barking at stuff. And I was just like, good Lord, the funk in here. I'm assuming it's because he's a teenager.
Does he shower?
I'm assuming it's, yeah.
Because that's a lot of times what it is with boys, is they don't shower.
Boys, they just don't shower.
Or maybe there's food. Did you look for food? Because sometimes there's like 6 month old mac and cheese in the room somewhere.
I felt so bad, but like,
you can't
Saturday,
look at me and say that,
Jamie. On Saturday, he made some comment about Finn's room smelling bad. And I was like, Finn's room smelling bad, buddy. Like, I got knocked out when your door happened to be open the other day. Like, don't. And he's just like, ooh, and he got all upset. So I feel bad about it, but I don't know.
Does he not have to clean his room? Didn't we talk about making a bet with him sometime where if he loses it, he's got to clean his room?
Yeah, I think there was that. I try not to invade his privacy. The donut person in my store looks like he works on a car engine. I don't know what that means. I'm assuming they have dirty hands.
Yeah, don't wash your hands.
And lastly, I used to work at a grocery store. If you drop produce on the floor, it usually gets put back unless it's obviously destroyed. You are totally eating floor grapes.
Wash your fruit.
Wash your fruit, everybody.
There you go.
All right. Maybe that's all we're going to end
lesson.
Every show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you.
See you tomorrow. Wash your fruit.
Dana Parks is up next. Wash your fruit. Bye. Love you. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee.
Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.